Hello there, and welcome to Reach for Power, where we take a closer look at the power itself and the strategies to build it. We also analyze various roadblocks, self-limiting beliefs and behaviors that might be jeopardizing your potential. I am your host, Monika Kruk, and in this episode, we will focus on yours truly becoming a little bit sentimental. As I sit down to reflect on another year passing by, I can't help but feel a sense of happiness and gratitude. Yes, you guessed it right, my birthday is coming. Each milestone, every success, and even the setbacks have shaped me into who I am today. But what truly fills my heart with pride is witnessing the successes and breakthroughs of my clients. To see them grow, overcome challenges, and reach their goals brings a profound sense of fulfillment. As my yearly summary, I have selected 10 of my most popular LinkedIn quotes that derived from my day-to-day coaching work and provided them for you here with a little bit of additional commentary. Here we go. Number 1. Keep in mind that the moment that you say, "I quit," somebody else might say, "Oh gosh, what an opportunity." Life is full of unexpected twists and turns, and sometimes the moment we feel like giving up could actually be the turning point towards something extraordinary. When we are faced with challenges or setbacks, it's natural to feel discouraged or overwhelmed. But it's precisely in those moments that we need to remind ourselves of the potential opportunities that may arise if we persevere. Saying, "I quit," closes the door on possibilities, but staying open to the unknown allows room for new beginnings. Just think, while we may be ready to throw in the towel, someone else might see the situation as a golden opportunity waiting to be seized. It's a reminder to approach every obstacle with an open mind and the willingness to explore different paths. Sometimes the greatest opportunities come disguised as setbacks, and by pushing through adversity, we might uncover hidden treasures we never imagined possible. 2. You are what you believe you are. Paying attention to our inner dialogue might be more important than you think. Our beliefs shape our reality. If we believe ourselves to be capable, worthy, and deserving of success, we are more likely to take actions that align with those beliefs. Conversely, if we harbor self-doubt or negative beliefs about our abilities, we may unwittingly sabotage our own potential. That's why paying attention to our inner dialogue is crucial. The stories we tell ourselves about who we are and what we are capable of can either propel us forward or hold us back. By cultivating a positive and empowering inner narrative, we can unlock our full potential and achieve our goals. It's about reframing negative thoughts into positive affirmations, replacing self-doubt with self-assurance, and choosing to believe in ourselves, even when faced with challenges. Remember, you have the power to shape your own reality, so dare to believe in your dreams and watch as they become your truth. 3. Comfort zone is a place where your dreams and hopes go to die. The comfort zone is a deceptive place. It's where we feel safe, secure, and unchallenged. But while it might seem like a cozy refuge from the uncertainties of life, it's also where our dreams and aspirations stagnate. Growth happens outside of our comfort zone in the realm of discomfort and uncertainty. It's where we are forced to confront our fears, take risks, and push past our self-imposed limitations. Stepping outside of your comfort zone is where the magic happens. It's where we discover our true potential and unearth hidden talents we never knew we had. Yes, it can be scary and uncomfortable, but it's also where we experience the most growth and fulfillment. So don't let fear hold you back from pursuing your dreams. Embrace the discomfort, lean into the unknown, and watch as your dreams come to life before your very eyes. 4. Don't compare your behind the scenes to everyone else's highlight reel. You don't know the whole story, you do not see the full picture. You will just end up comparing apples to a Hadron Collider. In today's age of social media, it's all too easy to fall into the trap of comparison. We scroll through curated feeds filled with snapshots of other people's lives, and it's easy to feel like we are falling short in comparison. But the truth is, what we see online is often just a carefully crafted highlight reel, a polished version of reality that doesn't tell the whole story. We don't see the struggles, the setbacks, or the moments of doubt that everyone experiences behind the scenes. Comparing our own messy, imperfect lives to someone else's highlight reel is like comparing aforementioned apples to not only bananas, but also a Hadron Collider. It's simply not fair comparison. Instead of getting caught up, we need to focus on our own journey and celebrate our own unique path. Remember, everyone's journey is different, and what matters most is staying true to ourselves and our own aspirations. So the next time you find yourself comparing, remind yourself that you are only seeing part of the picture and that your journey is uniquely yours to embrace and to celebrate. 5. Your speed doesn't matter. Forward is forward. In a world that often glorifies speed and efficiency, it's easy to feel pressured to constantly be moving at a breakneck pace. But the truth is, progress isn't always measured in speed. Whether you are taking small steps or giant leaps, what matters most is that you're moving forward. Every step, no matter how small, brings you closer to your goal. So do not get discouraged if you feel like you are not moving fast enough. As long as you are making progress, no matter how slow, you are on the right track. Embrace the journey and trust that you'll get where you need to be in your own time. 6. You should never bet against a person who just keeps showing up. Persistence is a powerful force. When faced with obstacles or setbacks, it's easy to feel tempted to throw in the towel. But those who keep showing up, day after day, despite the odds stacked against them, are the ones who ultimately succeed. It's a testament to the power of resilience and determination. So if you find yourself facing challenges, remember that simply showing up is half the battle. Keep pushing forward, keep putting in the work, and watch your efforts pay off in the end. 7. Confidence is not about denying your weaknesses. It's about celebrating your strengths and strategically placing the spotlight. Confidence isn't about ignoring or denying our weaknesses. It's about acknowledging them while also recognizing and celebrating our strengths. It's about owning our unique talents and abilities and using them to our advantage. By strategically placing the spotlight on our strengths, we can build a strong foundation of confidence from which to tackle challenges and pursue our goals. So instead of focusing solely on what we lack, let's celebrate all that we bring to the table. By embracing our strengths and using them to shine, we can unlock our full potential and achieve greatness. 8. People who repeatedly attack your confidence and self-esteem are quite aware of your potential, even if you are not. It's often said that those who try to tear us down are often the ones who see our potential the clearest. When others try to undermine our confidence or self-esteem, it's often a reflection of their own insecurities and fears. They see something in us that threatens their own sense of worth or achievement, so they try to diminish us in order to elevate themselves. But it's important not to let their words or actions define us. Instead, let's use their attempts to tear us down as motivation to prove them wrong. Let's embrace our potential and strive to become the best versions of ourselves, regardless of what others may say or think. In the end, our success will speak for itself. 9. Confidence isn't walking into a room with your nose in the air and thinking you are better than everyone else. It's walking in a room and not having to compare yourself to anyone in the first place. True confidence isn't about arrogance or superiority. It's about being secure in who you are and what you bring to the table. It's about walking into a room and feeling comfortable in your own skin without the need to compare yourself to others. When we are truly confident, we don't feel the need to prove ourselves or compete with others. Instead, we embrace our unique strengths and qualities, knowing that we have something valuable to offer. So let's strive to cultivate that inner confidence that allows us to stand tall, be proud of who we are, and inspire others to do the same. Last, but definitely not least, number 10. Empowering executives isn't just about resumes and interviews. It's about reigniting their inner fire, reminding them of their inherent worth, and guiding them to confidently step into the spotlight of their next chapter. True empowerment goes beyond surface-level achievements. It's about reigniting the spark within, reminding individuals of their value and potential, and guiding them to step boldly into the next role. As an executive coach, my role is not just to help my clients land a job. They can handle that on their own. Instead, it's about helping them reconnect with their passion, rediscover their strengths, and tap into their inner confidence. It's about equipping them with the tools and strategies they need to navigate challenges with grace and resilience. Ultimately, it's about empowering them to take ownership of their career and boldly pursue their dreams. By reigniting their inner fire and helping them see their worth, I empower executives to step into the spotlight with confidence and purpose, ready to make their mark on the world. This would be my short birthday summary for all of you, my dear listeners. As I look ahead to the future, I'm filled with excitement and anticipation for the journeys yet to come. For both myself and those I have a privilege to support and get in touch with through this podcast. Here's to embracing the unknown, celebrating our strengths, and stepping boldly into the next chapter of our lives. If you liked today's episode, please subscribe to have regular access to the newly published content. You are also welcome to check Reach for Power webpage at reachforpower.com for more materials and share your thoughts and comments through LinkedIn. Thank you for joining me today, and keep on reaching for power.